Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Dependence.
Three things you need to remember. Number one, what God gives to me, He wants to give through me. Very important principle. I had to learn this many years ago, and it changed my life. Whatever God gives to me, He wants to give through me. God is looking for people that He can bless the world with. And He looks around and said, will you be a cup or will you be a straw? If you're a cup, you just give us this day our daily bread and you fill up my cup and that's it and I'm going to keep it all. But if you'll say, God, I'll be a straw and you can channel through me to other people, blessing, physical, material, special blessing, God says, that's the kind of person I want to bless. My life is an example of that truth. That the more you give in your life, whatever you give in your life, the more God blesses you. And blesses you. Because the more you care about other people, the more God cares. He says, whatever I give to you, I want to give through you. Now, let me give you an example of this. Look up here on the screen. Very important verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. God, who supplies seed for the sower. That means the farmer who's out sowing seed. God, who supplies seed for the farmer and bread to eat. Notice, God says, I don't want to just give you daily bread. I want to give you daily seed. I'm going to give you enough that you can eat it, bread to eat, but I'm also going to give you more than enough so that you can plant some of it. I'm going to give you more than enough so you have bread to eat yourself, but you also can use some of it to give away. And you can use some of it to invest. And you can use some of it as seed. I'm not just going to give you bread, I'm going to give you seed. God, who supplies seed for the sower and bread to eat, will also supply you with all the seed you need, and He will make it grow. This is an amazing promise. And He will make it grow, and He will produce a rich harvest from your what? Generosity. This whole promise is built on, are you willing to share what He supplies with you? Are you willing to pass on the blessing to others that God blesses you with? He'll make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times. You say, wait a minute, I'm not rich enough to be generous. Oh, yes, you are. No matter how much you've got, you can be generous. There's the story of a woman in the Bible who only had 2 pennies, and yet she gave them away. You can always give something. It's a myth that, I don't have enough to give. You can always give something, and God is testing you. He says, a rich harvest from your generosity. He will make you rich enough to be generous at all times so that many will give thanks for your gifts, the people you help, the poor, your neighbors, your friends, whoever. And He says, this service you perform, in other words, being generous with what God has given you, this service you perform will not only meet the needs of God's people, but will also produce an outpouring of gratitude to God. Now, He says this. When you're going through a tough time and you say, God, I don't have much, but whatever I've got, I'm willing to share it. I only got a little food here, but I'm willing to invite somebody over for dinner. I'm willing to share whatever I've got. God says, I'll do 3 things. 1, you grow spiritually. 2, other people's needs get met. And 3, God gets thanks. He gets praised. God says, when you do that, I am going to open the door of blessing in your life like you cannot believe. And that leads me to the second truth, very important truth. When I meet others' needs, God takes care of mine. When I meet others' needs, God takes care of mine. This is a test. When I meet others' needs, when I focus, even though I don't have much at all, I've just got a little, when I work on helping others, God says, that's the kind of person I'm going to bless, and he takes care of my needs. And let me show you an amazing verse. It's there on your outline, and I want you to notice what it says. And I'm going to have you number the five benefits. First, he says, share your bread with the hungry. Okay, I can do that. I got it. Then he says, open your homes to the homeless poor. Got it. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear. Got it. And do not refuse to help your own relatives. Oh, come on. I was with you, Lord, till you got to that one. Do not refuse to help. You mean I got to help old Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so-and-so? Yep. God says, this is a test. Doesn't matter whether they deserve it or not. This is a test. Now he says, when I meet others' needs, he'll take care of mine. And God makes five amazing promises. I want you to number them there on your outline. Put a number. Number one, he says, then, number one, my favor will shine on you like the morning sun. That's good. I get God's favor in my life. Number two, he says, your wounds will be quickly healed. Whoa. My financial wounds? Yeah. My emotional wounds? Yeah. My relational wounds? Yeah. He says, your wounds will be healed quickly because you helped somebody else. Then number three, he says, I will always be with you to save you. That's a good thing. Number four, you can write number four, my presence will protect you on every side. Whoa. And number five, and when you pray, I will answer you. Whoa. The best time to learn to be generous, the best time to start tithing, is in the middle of a drought, of a difficult time.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much. There are only 3 days left to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book, so don't wait.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick Warren with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Portuguese. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Portuguese, please email me and I'll send you the link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
There's a third principle. You write this one down. Whatever I give to God, he multiplies. Whatever I give to God, he multiplies. If I give God my talent, He'll multiply my talent. If I give God my energy, He'll multiply my energy. If I give God my time and I start my day with a daily quiet time with Him, He will multiply my time. If I give God my money, He will multiply my money. If I give God my relationships, He will multiply my relationships. Whatever I give to God, He's going to multiply and give it back. This is the story example in the Bible of the feeding of 5,000 people. There's a miracle in the Bible, and Jesus did it to teach this truth. 5,000 people had followed Jesus out in the middle of the desert, and He teaches them for all day, and at the end of the day, they're hungry, and there's no McDonald's anywhere. And the disciples, the 12 guys, come to Jesus and say, Jesus, send them all away. They're all hungry. And Jesus looks at these 12 guys and says, you guys feed them. I'm sure they swallowed hard on that one. What's He doing? He's testing their faith. Will you depend on Me? You guys feed them. It's like if He says to Saddleback Church, there's millions of people in Southern California who are spiritually hungry. I want your church to feed them. God, we can't do that. We're just one church. Yeah, but with Me, I can do it. And they go out and they find in this entire crowd of 5,000 people, one little boy brought a sack lunch. And he's got his little lunch pail, and inside his lunch pail are five little loaves of bread, little tiny rolls, and two fish, two dried fish. He's the only guy who's got a lunch. And the little boy brings his lunch to Jesus and said, Lord, You can have this. Whatever I give to God, He multiplies. And Jesus took that bread and those loaves, and it says He prayed, and He broke it, and He blessed it, and He multiplied it. And as He began to tear it apart and break it apart, it began to feed everybody, and it fed all 5,000 people, 5,000 witnesses to this miracle. And then it says when they picked up all of the leftovers at the end, there were 12 basketfuls of leftovers of fish and loaves that weren't eaten. He always gives you more than you can handle. He took it, He broke it, He blessed it, and He used it. That's what God does in your life. The hard part is the breaking part. When God takes you, and then He breaks you, and then He blesses you, and then He uses you. It's whatever I give to God, He multiplies. Look at this verse on the screen. We talked about, give us this day our daily bread. The Bible says, then cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, you'll get it back. What in the world does that mean? Cast your bread on the water. Sounds like I'm going to have a soggy loaf of bread if I throw it on the water. It's just an old expression. You know, it's like when we have the expression, you're pulling my leg. It doesn't mean you're pulling my leg. It means you're kidding me. You're putting me on. And cast your bread upon the waters, and then you'll get it back. It's just this old principle that says, whatever you give to God, He's going to multiply and give back to you. Let me give you another example of it. Look at this verse. It's possible to give freely and become more wealthy. It's possible to be generous and give and become more wealthy. But those who are stingy will lose everything. Now, the first church in Jerusalem was very famous for this. They were world famous for their generosity, world famous for their compassion, helping each other out. I want you to be that way. I want this church to be world famous for its compassion, for its generosity, for its trust in God. Now, friends, I don't know where you're hurting today, okay? You may be hurting financially already. Some of you are, I know. Some of you are hurting from something way long in the past, or emotional hurt or physical hurt. You're going through a tough time right now. Regardless of what you're going through, I want to invite you to become a part of a movement. A movement that says we're going to trust God even in tough times. I'm going to call it the STS Club. I'm going to see God as my source. I'm going to trust God for today, and I'm going to share what He supplies, STS. How do you do that? Two things. You first accept Jesus Christ into your life. Last verse on the screen. Jesus said the true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and He gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us this bread every day of our lives. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. No one who comes to Me will ever be hungry again. and those who believe in me will never thirst. No matter how much you eat, in a few hours, you get hungry again. No matter how much you drink, in a few hours, you get thirsty again. Spiritually, there's a hunger in your heart that only God can fill. No woman will ever feel that hunger in your heart. No man will ever fill that hunger in your heart. That man does not exist. It is a hole in your heart, and it's a hunger for God, and you don't know it, but it's God you're looking for, and you need him. And when you let him fill that hunger, oh, you never thirst again. You never hunger again. Now, I challenge you to open your heart to Christ and then say, we're going to see God as our source, not Washington, not Wall Street, not my job, not anybody else. And I'm going to trust God on a daily basis, not for monthly bread, for daily bread. And I'm going to share whatever he gives me, even if it's a little, I'm going to share it. And I'm going to watch God multiply it. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, today, I want to take the STS challenge. And this next year, I'm going to see you, Lord, as my source. And I'm going to trust you for today. And I ask you to help me to worry about nothing and pray about everything. And help me to thank you in all things and to keep my mind on the right thing. And then I want to share whatever you give me, that what you give to me, you want to give through me. I want to focus on meeting others' needs so you can take care of mine. Help me to learn that whatever I give to you, you're going to multiply. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.